a Jewish journal article, the story of Rebecca, mother of two dynasties. Raise Your Spirits, RIS, theater released, in the days leading up to Pesach, the video, for women only, and audio recording, for everyone, of our latest biblical operetta, Rebecca, mother of two dynasties. It is a story of great faith, love, courage, and the hope of reconciliation between the descendants of two brothers. Rabbanit Shani Terijan, after viewing the performance in Jerusalem, exclaimed, "Every student of Torah should see this show." When the COVID lockdowns began, almost all the theater troupes in Israel, and most of the world, shut down, but we kept going. And now, Baruch Hashem, we can share the fruits of our labor with the rest of the world. The show grew out of 4 years of learning Peshat, the commentaries and Midrash. The first song I wrote in 2017, Here Am I, Haneni, in Hebrew, was inspired by Dr. Brina Jokaved Levy, my Tanakh teacher in Matan, who told me that there is a Midrash that when Rivka and Yitzhak were childless for 20 years, he took her up on Mount Moriah to pray for a child. I wrote, Here Am I, while I was going through chemotherapy treatment for breast cancer. It is especially meaningful to me that today, more than 5 years later, I too can say, Baruch Hashem, Here Am I. 2 years later I was joined in the writing by Tamar Kamins, who also contributed some of the melodies, and the composing and arranging was by Mitch Kleiman, who has also composed for 4 other RIS shows. Both Tamar and I are graduates of the Tanakh department of the Michlala, Jerusalem College for Women. Our goal was to perform, Rebecca, in 2020 but COVID got in the way. As director, I made a decision to proceed with the project. Our chairwoman and my co-producer, Tammy Rubin, agreed, as did our music director, Elisheva Sevier, and our choreographer, Ashira Alone, both of whom came up with creative ways to teach songs and dances via Zoom. As time went on, so did the uncertainty. In addition to Zoom, we sometimes were allowed to rehearse face-to-face but masked, socially distanced, and not more than 10 in a room at our local Gush Etzion Community Center. Sometimes we rehearsed outside in the open air. But we kept going. Rivka sings to two children. Photo by Rebecca Kowalski. One of the comical scenes of the play is Lentil Stew, in which dancing lentils, costumed in large round multicolored polygal circles, sing and dance as Yaakov convinces Isav to sell him his birthright. In a song called, Letting Go, we hear a deeply moving, imagined conversation between Rivka's mother and Deborah, her handmaiden, who accompanies Rivka, with Eliezer, on the way to meet Yitzhak. They are accompanied by dancing camels. In, Two Children, Rivka sings a lullaby to the young twins, in which she wonders. We nurture them and teach them. Our words to each the same. But do they hear them differently? How else can you explain why one boy is so gentle, the other is so rough? I know that we must love each one, but is our love enough? The blessings scene includes all the dilemmas and heartbreak, including a howl from Isav that shakes the rafters, in the fraught story of the bracket given to Yaakov and Isav. There is a magnificent modern dance scene to accompany Jacob's ladder, and Laban, seen earlier in the show, reappears as Yaakov pleas for the hand of Rachel, and that drama plays out with 4 wives and many children eventually on stage. In the finale, a rousing spiritual number that is a reprise of Here Am I, we raise and try to answer, with the help of the Netziv, Rav Cook and the prophet Zephaniah, the question, can there be reconciliation in the future? There are 22 scenes and songs, and the full video and audio recording also include Pesukim prefacing some scenes, and occasionally short spoken texts. How it all began. We have a history of continuing, in the face of crises, in Raise Your Spirits. We began our theater in 2001, during a bloody intifada, when I joined 2 friends, Sharon Katz and Arlene Chertoff, in putting on Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, to raise our spirits, which became the name of our theater company. We thought we would perform 2 or 3 times. And now, in the last 21 years, we've staged 12 productions, including 8 original shows, 1 revue and 2 revivals, and we've performed for more than 50,000 people, all women in Israel, and licensed performances to mixed groups in schools, camps and shuls abroad. We continued to perform, through the years, during wars and military operations. We took our shows to Gush Katif and the Northern Shomron before the disengagement in 2005. Last May, during Operation Guardian of the Walls, when more than 4,000 rockets fell on Israel, an actress from Be'er Sheva said to us before one of our Zoom rehearsals, "If I disappear from the screen, it's because I'm running with my kids to a bomb shelter." Three of our actresses contracted COVID during the rehearsal period but, miraculously, everyone was healthy for the performances in June, November and December 2021. To order Rebecca, go to our homepage at www.raiseyourspirits.org. The proceeds will help us to continue to create and perform Torah musicals so that Torah will go forth from Zion and Jerusalem, through theater, song and dance. May we all merit to a happy and kosher Pesach, one that will bring the final redemption, and see the words of Zephaniah realized. For then I will convert the peoples to a pure language that all of them call in the name of the Lord, to worship him of one accord. Toby Klein Greenwald is an award-winning journalist and theater director and editor-in-chief of WholeFamily.com. Rebecca was produced with the encouragement and support of the Matinel Foundation, www.matinel.org.